Good morning, Tony.
Well, a lot of us like to go to and attend town hall meetings, and I know you're going to be conducting a series of town hall meetings to discuss foreclosure fraud. Talk about that.
Yeah, we know that we've created a lot of questions in the community with all the different investigations we're doing, the letters we've sent out, and the lawsuits we've joined. So we're going to have 10 town hall meetings across the county, starting next Tuesday at Crystal Ray Community Center. And these are going to be talking about foreclosure fraud, foreclosure prevention, other types of property fraud, and how it's affected our community as a whole.
You've put a great emphasis on this. How many foreclosed homes are there in Ingham County?
You know, in normal years, it was between 500 and 600. And now we're talking about, on average, every year, between 1,600 and 1,700. So the numbers have tripled. And this year we're on pace for a slightly better year. We've only had 800 people lose their home so far through the first half of the year in Ingham County. So we're on a slightly downward trend, but still, you know, way too many. So we really do feel like this is a problem that's continuing. Hopefully getting better, but something we need to continue to work on and fight.
And I know you've made it a great emphasis on folks getting help. The main thing they need to do, as early as they know they're in trouble, they need to contact not only you, but the lender and anyone else involved.
Yeah, you know, too many citizens, when they go through this, because it's a scary process, shut their eyes because they don't want to hear the train coming. Unfortunately, that train's coming regardless. The people that get to keep their home, the people that get modifications, are those that are active participants in the process. They talk to foreclosure prevention counselors. They get a hold of their documents and look at if there's any problems with them, if there's any potential fraud. They call our office. They talk to an attorney. They make sure they tell their bank, even before they're going to miss a payment, hey, I'm not intending to default on my home, but I'm going through some tough financial times. Is there something we can do? Those people who take those steps are much more likely to be able to keep their home. I understand that it's scary, and I understand that it's an embarrassing situation, but you have to be your best advocate.
All right, then, Curtis, before we let you go, talk about that Tuesday town hall meeting. Give the details about the who, what, when, where, why, and how.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, July 19th at 5:30 at the Crystal Ray Community Center. That's at 1717 North High Street in Lansing, Michigan. If people can't make that, we're going to be going across the county. I mean, we don't feel like this is just a city of Lansing problem. It's a problem in Mason, so we're going there. It's in Leslie, we're going there. We want everyone to understand that we're going to come to them so they can ask their questions. And even if you're not going through foreclosure, this problem affects all of us. We are all in this boat together, and we need people to come out, hear these issues, and take them back to their local communities.
Curtis Hertel Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.